Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these just really help her know what your will is for her life. Just really ask for real clarity that she knows what she's supposed to do so that she can obey you perfectly. Ask all of these prayers you send Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just going through. Just going through Isaiah 33, talking about times of judgment, and also to the book of Isaiah, and just talking about how bad things can get and the importance when during times of judgment, and the importance of walking according to the Spirit, just really knowing what God's will is, and just learning how to hear Him more perfectly. Okay, talking about dreams and biblical dream imagery. Okay. Cops. This one's pretty, well, cops in your dreams, okay, they can mean different things. Once again, this is never a one size fits all, okay? Because it's very specific to each person, and dream interpretation is a gift. So if you need help, you can always go to the website and make an appointment for help if you need more clarity. This is just meant to like help you if you kind of already understand your dreams. This provides some more clarity, okay? But I just want to be really careful because, especially when talking about cops, dreams about cops, that it's not like one size fits all. So the cops can mean something else, okay? But just generally, this is to try and help if clear things up if you already kind of understand your dreams. I'm gonna make that really clear, but. Cops, a lot of times, they pertain to the law, okay, and judgment, okay. So if you see someone or yourself, okay, being taken away by the cops, okay, typically what's happened is that they're being judged, okay. Something's either being taken away, okay. A person's being taken away, something's being taken away from them. And the way this typically translates from what I've seen into the from the spirit into the flesh, a lot of times it can be carnal, like things start going wrong with that person, okay? And they start having maybe problems here carnally. But what I've seen that to be is demons, in all honesty, deception. The Lord uses demons, hold on. This is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 4. It says, "The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil." Okay. And then this is 1 Kings chapter 22, starting at verse 19. This is when the prophet Micah, make sure I'm saying, Micaiah, I'm sorry, Micaiah goes before King Ahab. Okay. And he's a wicked king, okay? And he's got all these false prophets in front of him. And then Micah comes and he's a real prophet. And he's trying to find out, King Ahab's trying to find out if he should go to war or not and if he's going to do well, okay? And this is what Micaiah says to King Ahab. It says, And he said, "Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets." Sorry, it's really funny. And he said, "Thou shalt persuade him and prevail. Also, go forth and do so." So he's judging him. He's saying, "I don't, this guy's done. Okay, go ahead and just lead him off into temptation." When you see someone being taken away by cops, something happening with cops. Once again, it can mean other things as well, okay? It can mean something more than that, okay? But typically how that what I've seen, how that manifests in the flesh is that someone either leaves, or someone either something happens to them, or they just enter into a place of judgment, but it's in their mind, okay? And because they get surrounded by demons, they're kind of just handed over to Satan to be lied to, and then sort of end up wandering off, or going off into some sort of snare or trap and falling, okay? As a judgment. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today, that she just has a fruitful day, abounding the Spirit, really seeking after you and the Holy Spirit, just asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, really seeking your face, and then also too being led according to the Holy Spirit, probably just if you're leading her to start involving fasting into her like little routine on a regular basis, so that she can just seek you more earnestly, of course, according to the Holy Spirit. But if you're leading her to do that, that she listens and obeys, that she just really seeks your face, so she can grow closer to you. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name, amen.